Now, most people who fall 1,000 feet off a cliff are lucky to be alive, let alone sitting upright in a hospital. Adam, you must feel like the luckiest man alive at the moment.
I do. I've got a very few injuries considering the height that I fell. I'm very, very pleased.
How much do you remember about what happened?
I remember the start of the fall. Certainly remember some of the day leading up to it. I remember the start of the fall, and I remember towards the end of the fall as well.
And it wasn't a straight fall. You glanced off outcrops on the way down?
Yes, well, there was various sections to it, really. I was slipping down on ice and snow, and then I tried to lose some speed at that point, but it was very difficult. My speed gathered pace very quickly. But then every now and then I'd go over a cliff edge, and so any speed I had lost immediately came back because I was just free falling at that point. And then I'd hit more snow, another slope, and so I'd go with that slope for a while and then go over another cliff, and it went on and on.
What were you thinking at that point?
Just wanting to stop, really. That I wasn't thinking about any life experiences, anything like this. There's no life flashing in front of my eyes. It's just a case of I just needed to slow myself down.
Did you think, this is it, this is the end?
Towards the end, there was one section where I'd almost lost all my speed, which was great. But it also meant that I could actually see the next cliff I was about to go over. And when I did go over that, I was a bit fearful for my life.
And how did you land?
On the last one, I don't remember. In fact, any of them I don't really remember, whether I landed on my back or my front. I'm sure it was quite a mixture, really.
Because the rescue helicopter found you standing up, holding a map.
Yes, they did. I mean, I got to the end, came resting against a rock, and when I got knocked out, and when I came to, I lost a bit of my memory, and so I wasn't sure where I'd got to on that day, whether I'd gone over one hill, over three hills, and so I was trying to work out exactly where I was and how I got there.
Now, in terms of your injuries, you're looking very bloody and bruised around the nose and the forehead area, but what is the extent of your injuries?
As you say, I've got a bit of a messed up face, but that's just superficial. That'll soon heal, hopefully. My shoulders, they're pretty tight from my rucksack being on and being wrenched about as I fell and tumbled. My chest also, that hurts a bit from similar action, but also I've got three breaks in my back, but they're just minor fractures.
You're taking it all very well. You're not hurting hugely then?
No, more when I'm just laid in the bed at the moment trying to roll from side to side, but I'm getting better all the day.
You were with three friends at the time. Did they see you fall? Were they aware of what happened?
Yes, they were on the top. They were, unfortunately for them, watching my every move as I fell down and probably not feeling too good about it.
Do you have family back home that have been contacted? How are they feeling?
There's some family that have been contacted, others that will be gradually finding out as well, but there's others that I need to contact still.
I take it you're a fairly experienced climber. Will you be back on the hills soon?
Yes, hopefully, very soon. Well, I was hoping to go out again next weekend, but I think that weekend will be cancelled. But maybe in a few weeks, I'll see how the injuries go.
So why has none of this put you off climbing again?
I love it so much. There's no reason for it to. It was just a little slip, which led to a lot more slips, but I could slip on the doorstep at home.
Well, I'm sure I speak for everybody in saying that we're all glad that you're alive, and do take care next time you're on the hills.
Okay, thank you very much.